عشان لا the students who read in front of us were those students who recited the entire Quran from memory in one sitting. And the way that these students would accomplish this task would be that on a Saturday, they would start reciting the Quran to the teacher after their class had finished. Class finished at 11:15. Thereafter, they would start reading the Quran. And on a Sunday, they would start around 7 o'clock because there is holiday on Sundays. So the students would start reciting at 7 o'clock. And they will continue reciting. So the students continue reciting. The teachers who are listening to the students, they change. There may be some teachers who will be listening to 2 juz of the Quran. There will be some teachers listening to 5 juz of the Quran. There is a schedule made from before that such a teacher will be listening to such a student. And the only break that the students get is to visit the toilet, to eat, and for salah. Besides that, they do not refer to the Quran once again. And they do this all throughout the day. And within about 12-13 hours, they are able to recite the entire Quran to the teacher, and they complete the Quran. So reciting the Quran, my dear respected brothers, elders, and sisters, is a great favor and blessing of Allah Ta'ala. We need to bring it into our lives, make it a part and parcel of our life. And our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentions that many of us, we will wish that we want to gain a very strong connection with Allah Ta'ala. We want to progress spiritually in our tazkiyah. Now one key element which is required is that we need this afdalu dhikr in our life. The greatest dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, it is reciting the Quran. So in regards to this, our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentions that the amount that we should recite on a daily basis is that those who are not huffaz, they should read at least one juz of the Quran. And those who are huffaz, time permits, they have time available, they should try to recite 3 juz of the Quran. And to make it easier, there may be some huffaz who may find it difficult initially to recite 3 juz in one go. So our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentions that if a person, he thinks that my Quran is still weak, then he can start reciting only one juz, but recite that same juz 3 times during the day. So the first time he may find it difficult, and then the second or third time he will find it easy because he is reading the same juz again. And those who are huffaz, our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah advises that majority of the recitation of the Quran should be done during salah. Performing sunan, performing nawafil, instead of just reciting Inna atainaka al-kawthar qul huwallahu ahad, our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentions that we should recite the Quran. Apart from this, on a daily basis in the morning we should recite Surah Yasin. We shouldn't begin our day without reciting Surah Yasin, and we should create this environment in the home as well. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentions that in the home, create the environment. Of course, the children, they are not going to go to school without having their breakfast. So also draw their attention towards that there is a spiritual breakfast that you need to have as well. And that is recitation of Surah Yasin. And until you have not done wudu, you are not ready, until you don't recite Surah Yasin, until then breakfast will not be served. In this way, we will be able to cooperate and work together in order to achieve our common goal. So in the mornings, we should recite Surah Yasin. During the evenings, any time after the Maghrib Salah, before going to sleep, we should recite Surah Mulk, Surah Sajda. By reciting Surah Mulk, a person will be saved from the punishment of the grave. By reciting Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, a person will be saved from the chastisement of the hereafter. A person should recite Surah Waqia. A person will be saved from the difficulties of this world. He will not be struck with poverty. So we should recite this during the evenings. And on a weekly basis, we should recite Suratul Kahf. And what is the virtue of reciting Suratul Kahf? The virtue of reciting Suratul Kahf is that a person will be saved from the trial and the fitna of Dajjal. And the greatest greatest trial which is going to strike this ummah, it is the fitna of Dajjal. Even the previous prophets, they mentioned to the nation that there is this fitna of Dajjal which is going to come. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have given us the solution. That in order to be protected from the fitna of Dajjal. And how will this fitna of Dajjal be? The fitna of Dajjal will be very confusing, very mind-boggling. And this is the situation that we are facing today. The different scenarios, different conditions we come across, and we do not know what to do. We do not know what is right. We do not know what is wrong. So in order to save ourselves from this fitna is that we should recite Suratul Kahf on a weekly basis. Every Fridays. And our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentions that in regards to this, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has conveyed this message to us, that by reciting Suratul Kahf, you will be saved from the trial of Dajjal. all the other trials which are going to come before the Day of Judgment are going to be minor in comparison to the fitna of Dajjal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also safeguard a person from the fitna and the trials, all the other trials as well. All the trials will be safeguarded from. So everyone is requested that to bring this into their life. If we have lost our touch with the Quran, we haven't been praying Quran for such a long time, then no one is saying that start reciting one juz straight away. Recite a bit. Gain acquaintance with the Quran again. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah was giving this message many a times to the Huffaz. There are many Huffaz, they become Hafiz. And there are many parents as well. And they make a lot of effort behind the parents and they become Hafiz. But as soon as they become Hafiz, as soon as they have done the completion of the Quran, then that's it. They lift their hands and think that now it is my son's responsibility, my child's responsibility of whether he wants to become Hafiz or not. It is our responsibility. We need to encourage each other. And the Huffaz are especially reminded that continue reading the Quran over and over again. So if we have lost the touch with the Quran, we have not recited the Quran for a very long time, then what do we need to do? We need to fall in love with the Quran again. This is what our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah mentions. That we need to fall in love with the Quran again. How can we fall in love with the Quran? Start reciting a few verses of the Quran. And when a person, he picks up, he starts acquainting himself with the Quran, then slowly, slowly, a very strong friendship and companionship will develop with the Quran again. So we need to recite the Quran on a daily basis. And through reciting the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us see a lot of blessing, a lot of barakah in our life. So everyone is requested to keep these points in mind.